Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello, welcome back to the 25-26 school year. I'm really excited about season two of Scoop with a Soup, and I have some of my special guests on today. I think everyone's been on before, but we'll go ahead and I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent, and I'll go around and have people introduce themselves.
I'm Katie Spentoff, and I'm the director of curriculum and instruction.
Jennifer Bronikowski, assistant superintendent.
And Katie Peters, Director of Communications.
So this is our first episode, and we're just going to kind of cover all things back to school and try to highlight some things coming up. So please listen to this one because there'll be a lot of valuable information. But let's start with just kind of want to shout out the beginning of the school year times. So for parents, we have our open houses on Tuesday, August 19th. There are some different times for elementaries, junior high, and high school. We did a little staggered start in case you have kids in more than one building. We want to make sure you can get to all those open houses. And then our students start on Thursday with a staggered start in grades K to, I think, 9. We actually do A to K, and that's just freshmen and, I believe, new students. And then on Friday, it's L to Z, and that, again, is freshmen and new students, and then K to 8 students. So staggered start. And then Monday, August 25th, everyone comes to school. So that's our first official big day with all our students, which is our why, and we're very excited about
that. And kind of let's talk about for a second how we got there. I mean, that was one of those things that during COVID, we thought we needed to stagger our students just to make sure that we could be a little more attentive to their needs and things that were going on. And long term, we thought, why haven't we always done this?
Right. I remember we all talked about how nice it was to really start, and teachers loved being a smaller group and being able to go for procedures. So it's one of those things they call a COVID keeper.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we like it. Katie, I'm going to start with you because you have some fun kindergarten back to school information. Would you like to share?
Yes, next week on August 11th from 6 to 8, we will have our kindergarten families and students for their first official field trip to Imagination Station. Our principals will be there, mascots will be there, and our families will have private access to the entire museum. So we are really looking forward to meeting our kindergarten students and families next week.
What if they need a ride?
Good question. We have a shuttle running from elementary school buildings to Imagination Station, so please take advantage of our buses. It's also a great way to show your kindergarten student a school bus and what it's like to ride on a school bus with the comfort of mom and dad being with them, or grandma and grandpa, or aunt and uncle, or any special guardian that wants to come down and play with us at Imagination Station.
And that's new. We've never done this before, correct?
No, we have done, we have a wonderful partnership with Imagination Station, so we have done family nights for Washington Local the last 2 years, but this one is really special because we wanted to have an opportunity for our new learners to join us with a field trip celebrating their membership and belonging to Washington Local.
Last year you did some new things in kindergarten, and I know the kindergarten teachers got together, and some of those, talk about keepers, some of those things were just really great, and we're keeping them and doing again this year. Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely, and this is a great listen for any of our kindergarten families, because this is a really fun but also stressful period of time. And so Washington Local partnered with our teachers, with the University of Toledo, and we really dove deep into what that first launch into kindergarten should look like. And what we came up and what the research has told us is this first 4 week needs to be about building relationships with peers, school staff, teachers, learning how to play with one another, becoming a community. And so we call this our kindergarten launch. It's a 4 week unit that has been co-planned by all of the kindergarten teachers in the district. So it's a common experience, and students will be learning about modes of transportation. The unit will culminate in a vehicle day that will be held by the district, where students will get to interact with all sorts of vehicles that they see in our community, even in our district. So we're really excited to be starting year two, and I have seen members of the curriculum department, in particular Miss Scott, working through all of the snacks and the goodies, and we bought some new toy materials because we always want to make sure we have resources and materials for our students and families that make learning fun. So excited to welcome our kindergartners and excited to launch Kindergarten is on the Move year two.
Wonderful. Communication. This is really, parents are going to start to get bombarded with communication, but can you talk a little bit about where do we communicate with parents and how and what should they do if they're not getting communications?
So we communicate, we try to communicate as regularly as possible. We always encourage parents with questions to reach out to their school, but their building principals first. They are the fountains of so much knowledge for us. We post very, very frequently on our social media platforms. So if you ever need information or are looking for a question, it may have been asked there, but it's not the only way. We obviously have other methods, and we do have a text messaging system that will only tell you to check your email. So we want to make sure that all of your info snap information is updated, because that is the key to making sure you are receiving our communications. We put those out sometimes by grade level if it doesn't apply to everyone, and sometimes by whole district if we want information to go to every family.
Great, thank you.
What about our info at WLS4kids.org? I mean, that's kind of a nice place for folks to go if they really don't know where to go.
Yes, that's a really great point, because if you have a question and you're not sure the person to ask, or your principal doesn't have that answer, first of all, our principals are great at redirecting you to the right place, but info at WLS4kids.org is a great place to just kind of dump your question, and it gets filtered to the right department automatically. So please feel free to use that in any situation that you might stumble upon, whether it's about your student, a staff member, our facilities, our procedures. We are happy to answer any of your questions.
All right. Jen, opening school year two for you as assistant superintendent. What things do you want our families to know?
Well, I think just putting out some reminders that safety and security is always our number one priority for folks. And many times in the beginning of the school year, people want to enter our buildings and they want to engage with students and staff. And just a reminder about our visitor protocol, and that we ask that everyone go in through the office at the main doors. We have IdentiKid system that allows our adults to check in there, providing a license and just double checking that the people who are in our building are folks who should be in our buildings, interacting with our staff and our students. So visitor protocol is really important. Also, we encourage folks to make an appointment before they come in, because that way the building principal or school counselor or teacher is available when the parent would like to have some conversation. It just is much seamless. It's much more seamless that way when we do have an appointment. Very exciting things happening in the district. Just a great time of year.
If you've been driving around the school, especially campus, you may see and I drive by every day, and even when I go to campus, and probably everyone here, I have to kind of get on campus a different way because different roads are blocked. Want to talk a little bit about Swidmer Drive Project?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to say here is stay tuned. We have a great partnership with the City of Toledo, and it's an awesome project that they are working through. And then we, too, adjust with whatever part of the process they are in from a construction standpoint. So when we know there's availability of parking, we will do our best to communicate what we know. And we also want to recognize that it changes daily for folks. So just stay tuned and follow the communications online, and building principals are doing a great job, especially on campus, of communicating what's available and where people should be parking. Stay tuned.
I think we'll be practicing a lot of patience.
I was just going to say, we're just going to ask for some grace. Yes. And we're trying to figure out, pickups and drop-offs, and the district has been hard at work all summer calculating and formulating plans, but as we all know, with construction and weather, plans change, timelines change, and so we are all just going to have to do the best that we can.
Right. Coordinating these efforts with our staff and our buses and our students, it's just a lot, and I think we have some good plans, but those plans will probably be continually changing. So
probably another thing to add is I do this now too, I just allow myself a little more time when I'm trying to get to campus. If I know I have an appointment or I have to be there at a certain time, just to be there a little bit earlier, because sometimes we get redirected and things have changed changed that we didn't know things were changing.
Yep. One last thing I want to shout out is we are so excited this school year that all of our students will get a free breakfast and a free lunch.
Woo-hoo!
I know. I mean, truly, we've talked about this for years, and we finally get the approval this summer that that will happen for our district. So you should have received a letter. We're getting a lot of questions and answers, and some of the questions we don't have answers, so we're figuring those out. But there's a Q&A on our website.
There is, yes. On the nutrition website, nutrition portion of our website, you will be able to probably find the answers to a lot of your questions, and we will keep adding to that.
Yep. So again, patience with us as we figure this out, but the good news is we do know that all of our kids will eat for free, and that's just a win for everybody. So we're very excited about that. I do want to say at the beginning of every school year, parents are sometimes upset because our kids don't have enough time to eat at lunch, and especially in the elementary school, be patient and talk to your class, your teacher or your principal. They do seem to work through this. It's pretty common at first. The lines are a little longer. We're doing some things to get them through quicker. But if you have a concern, reach out to your teacher, reach out to your principal, because we do want to make sure every child has time to eat. So, okay, this year I would like to ask all my guests a new question. Last year I asked a question, and this year I'm going to twist it up a little bit. But what is your favorite thing about Washington Local? We have a lot of years of experience in Washington Local in this room, and I'll start with you, KP. Favorite thing about Washington Local?
Well, first of all, I should say that I have lived in Washington Local my entire life, since birth. So it is the community with which I am most familiar. But I have worked in other districts that have different types of communities. And one of the things that just stand out to me about Washington Local is the sense of not knowing everyone, but including everyone as part of the family. So as soon as our district hears that someone is struggling or a family needs a little assistance, it doesn't matter if you know that family. We are all that family, and we all jump in, and we all provide support, and we all provide encouragement. We help each other's children. I just think that's a very unique thing, especially in this day and age where I think isolation and, you know, exclusion sometimes unfortunately gets the headline. That is just not the reality here in Washington Local for us.
I love that and couldn't agree more. How about you, Jennifer?
I think I have to say, carry on with your connectedness piece, because it truly does feel like, regardless of where you're at, and we're pretty big. You go from Shoreland all the way to McGregor. I mean, we cover a lot of territory, and I've noticed too that even with students who are here and people who have attended Whitmer or lived in Washington Local, they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, there is some kind of Washington Local connection. You're like six people removed or whatever that theory is. But truly, when you're a Washington Local member, I feel like that's even a little bit tighter. So for sure, definitely the connectedness.
Yeah. All right, Katie.
So I would say close to my heart as curriculum director, it would be that there is always learning going on in this district. So the month of June, we spent with our K-8 students having summer camp experiences. We had new teachers, we had seasoned teachers, we had CTE teachers working with us to make sure that we offered the best reading and STEM camps possible. All summer long, if you went to the high school, you know that there was learning going on. There were students getting their coursework done to graduate this summer. And so watching that happen and watching our teachers and admin work to make sure that happens. And then just knowing that, I think there's, if you're not in education, you think that the school year ends in May and starts back in August. And I will tell you, I've been with teachers all summer, and they are themselves learning all summer. I was just with the high school team and the high school department chairs in Detroit learning about, you know, the process of having professional learning communities. We sent a group of teachers to a large technology conference, which means they gave up their summer to go learn how to better integrate technology into their classrooms. And that was elementary and middle school teachers and an admin. And then, you know, of course, we are getting ready to launch a new ELA curriculum this year for our kindergarten through fifth grade teachers. And it was just really inspiring to hear that we had over 40 K-5 teachers here last week, came in on their own time to make sure that they were ready to jump into learning with their students. So I just love that we are in a district that just takes student learning and teachers own learning so seriously.
Thank you for sharing that. It's so true. Yeah. We take it for granted because we're just used to it.
We really do. And then when Katie points it all out, you think, that's a unicorn. Yeah. That is so unique.
Yes, it is. Well, what about you?
Gosh, I probably could talk forever. I think for me, like, one of the things I love at that this time of year in our district is, and I'm going to say Friday night lights under the stadium for a football game. And do I love football? Yes. But I also, do I love the band because my son was in it? Yes. Did I love the dance team because my daughter was in it? Yes. So Friday night under the lights is just really that energy of our district that we've just talked about. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all in one place. So I just really enjoy a Friday night football game and looking forward in the fall weather. I love that. So that you put that Friday night lights in a sweatshirt on, and I'm super excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that ends today's episode. Thank you all for being on here. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!